All right, so we're back with another SAE Spotlight. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Anthony Webster from the Hopkinsville High School chapter.
All right, so we're here at the Christian County Animal Shelter in the cat room. It's a little bit more quiet in here. We got some sleepers, we got some kittens, we got some older ones. Tell me a little bit about why you picked the animal shelter as your SAE.
So I picked the animal shelter as my SAE because I've always loved animals, especially dogs. Cats I've also really liked, but I've never really had one because my mom's super allergic to cats. But it's fine as long as I make sure I don't carry any cat fur to her. So I just always love to care for animals, and I try my hardest to make sure each and every one of these animals has the best time that they can here and gets an equal opportunity for a family to come and take them to a new home.
Yeah, so explain to me a little bit about your responsibilities or your duties. Like, what does your day-to-day look like?
So my day-to-day, I usually come in 7:30 in the morning and am either given to work in the puppy room, the cat room, where we are right now, or one of the kennels, where I just help clean up any messes, replace, like, for example, the cats, I scoop out litter boxes, fill them back up, give them new food, give them more food, water. If they make a super big mess, replace anything that they get dirty, give them toys and different things like that. For the dogs, we take out their newspaper, swap them out, give them a full bowl of food and a full bucket or a bowl of water. And whenever I'm not doing that, I am either looking around, keeping an eye out on the animals, or I'm in the receiving room where I will just help bring in any animals that are being, like, surrendered or stray or whatever. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been here for about 0.5 seconds. I'm already attached to about 5 of them. Is there any specific animals that you got to work with that you were like, man, I would love to take that home?
I have a group of friends I have here. We'll see. Not all of them are still here. We have Paisley right here. She just got adopted earlier today. Her name was Hadley. Then we had Kevin. There was this little dog named Yuki, who on my first day, she was the one who showed me the most attention. Let's see, we got William. He's a cat. He's pretty, he likes you to pet him all the time, and he likes to play. For the big dogs, I haven't had as much time with the big dogs. Every day I've been here, I've only had one morning where I've helped them, but I like them. But for the most part, I've been helping out with the cats. That's the ones I've gotten the most time to spend with.
Yeah, so switching gears a little bit, going to your FFA experience, how has FFA, been to you? Like, what have you done in it? What year are you in?
It really changed a lot of stuff for me, because when I first joined, like, I was like, I'll join this club. I'm just mainly doing this for the animal stuff. And then my ag teachers got me to do a couple things and then told me about this thing called WLC, the Washington Leadership Conference, and I signed up. And somehow they didn't know I signed up, despite telling them. They probably forgot. But, so I was the first person from our entire chapter to go there, ever. And since then, I've just taken a bigger leadership role, trying to help people get the same opportunities that I've gotten. Because if I wasn't in FFA, I'd probably not have nearly any of the, big things that I, big leadership skills that I have today.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about that conference. I know that we had another visit with another student in Caldwell County that got to go to it, but what was your experience with it and what did you learn there?
So my experience with it was, I had no idea what I was going into. I was like, oh, it's probably just going to be like you sit here, talk for a little bit, learn the different skills and stuff. But it was more than that. They got everybody, they made sure everybody, knew each other, communicated with each other. They had little, teams that you could participate in for, during, the week. And one thing they did, they took us around, taught us about a bunch of different leaders, a bunch of different other types of people. And we got to see a bunch of places. Every person who went got to meet with their senator or representative. And I got to meet with Congressman Comer. And since then, me and him have stayed in contact every once in a while, and we got to just learn a bunch of stuff. One of their big things is they make everyone do a big community project where you make, I think what ours was, but we made like boxes, like gift boxes for the homeless and stuff. And that taught me a lot more stuff than I thought it would. I learned a bunch more than I expected to.
Yeah, so did you come from a background in agriculture?
Not at all.
So you're not, I did. No. Yeah, so closest, you kind of got...
Closest was my neighbors back where I grew up. There was, one had goats and sheep, and the other had horses. That was the closest. Just seeing my neighbors have horses.
Yeah, so you're kind of new to it, after they kind of introduced you to it. Do you plan on staying in agriculture, or like, what are your plans after high school?
I plan on going into one of two things, either medical pathway of any choice, or my big one, which is very uncommon, zoology.
Explain that to me a little bit.
So there's a lot of backstory here. So when I was about 4 years old, my family took me to the St. Louis Zoo, and I've always loved elephants as my favorite animal. And at that zoo, the only male elephant up until very recently was named, well, his name, Raja, and me and him have the same birth month and birthday.
Wow.
Only thing that's not the same is year, but...
Yeah, and so then, that's pretty cool.
And then, yeah, that, and my love for animals is what inspired me to want to go into zoology.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for letting me come out and visit. I got a little buddy tapping on my shoulder over here. It's a little cat.
He likes to hit me. He likes to smack me.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for talking to me. Hello.